I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 914, Make It Personal. We live in a crazy world right now where people think they can simply create their own identity out of whole cloth. They can change their gender, change their body, change whatever they choose, based on whatever they choose at that particular moment. And that may change again, so hang on. There has to be an identity that's more substantive, more real, more lasting, more true than whatever we feel at the moment, whatever culture says we should do at the time. And the good news is, for the believer in Jesus, there is. Just one power pack verse today. This is T2G, or The Two Greatest, where we talk about what it means to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to let that love that we say we have for God be really evident in how we love others. In Galatians 2:20, Paul uses the word I or me 7 times. So this one verse is very personal. He writes, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. As you can see, this deeply self-reflecting statement is Paul's view of what the gospel has meant to him personally. Jesus is more than a religious experience. This is about communal, collective faith, an identity that we have not based on the chaotic clues of the culture at the time, but based on the historical fact of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and its forever impact on Paul and on all of us who call ourselves after the name of Christ. This, Paul says, is the basis of who I am and what I am and how then I am to live my life. This is not just transactional faith. It's living faith. It's loving faith. It's Christ living in me faith. This has T2G written all over it and all through it. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Podcast family, you and I are joined with the life of Jesus today, right now, in the ways that we live and love. It's so much more than a decision and a prayer that we prayed way back then so we could check the box and then be assured that we'll get into heaven when we die someday. No, it's always about now, not just the not yet. So here's the great question. Like Galatians 2:20, if you were going to write a sentence about how the impact of the gospel has changed you personally, how you see yourself, how you see your world, how you live in the world, how would you put it in one sentence? Let's pray this prayer from dailyprayerguide.net. Heavenly Father, I pray to live in faith. I have faith in you, in Christ, in the promises that you've given to me. Make me secondary so that you can be primary. When I live, help me to live in ways that you can shine through me. Allow my deeds to show your love to others, not to my credit, but for your glory. I pray that my flesh may be secondary to your purposes. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 915. In the meantime, there's that story about Margaret Thatcher visiting the retirement community while she was serving as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. She walked around visiting residents and shaking hands when one woman seemed to not recognize her. So Thatcher said, "Do you know who I am?" "No," said the woman, "but if you ask the nurse, she usually knows." I love that story. In Christ, we are to intentionally forget who we were and take on a new identity. Paul instructed the Galatians that following Jesus means letting our old self die so that we can take up our new self in Christ. Have you forgotten who you are? Jesus usually knows. You can ask him. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let that be your verse for the day. May you live out your identity in Jesus. In every encounter, your faith shows. In every conversation, what you truly believe is on display. Today, let's live out our true identity in Jesus. Let's make it personal.